Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Okay, maybe not a white Christmas exactly here in town, but enough of a wintry mix to make for trickier driving on this Christmas Eve Eve. Let's go to AccuWeather. Meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Morning, Joe.
Yeah, good morning. And we've been watching the storm system over the past several hours move into and now through the area. It's got another couple of hours to go. By the time we get to about lunchtime and beyond, really the precipitation will become much, much lighter in intensity and then just finally go away early this afternoon as a bit of rain or rain-snow mix in some places. Between now and then, though, the worst of the travel conditions clearly in the north and northwest suburbs where it's been snowing a little harder and temperatures have been closer to the freezing mark. That's where we're finding the preponderance of slippery travel conditions across the tri-state, where there'll be a couple of inches of snow on the ground when all is said and done, just according to an inch in the immediate north and west suburbs and little or nothing in the city. We dried out this afternoon, dry through Christmas Day, and then another storm comes our way late Friday with some snow. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. The 4-day forecast details and moments on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
Yeah, and as you just heard, with the snow and ice in the forecast for the day after Christmas, all the more reason to keep it locked to 1010 Winds for round-the-clock weather updates. Police right now are searching for the driver in a freak chain reaction accident in East Harlem. Let's go to the scene. Here's our Marla Diamond. Marla.
And Bridget, just an unbelievable scene. First Avenue remains closed at East 101st Street after a garbage truck plowed into several cars. This happened around 6:30 in the morning and then crashed into scaffolding on East 101st Street, killing a woman on the sidewalk. The private carting truck was moving so fast, say witnesses, and struck with such force that it took one car with it. The driver of that car, extremely lucky. He had just gotten out of the white sedan, parked it on First Avenue to run into a convenience store, and that is when the crash occurred. The owner of that convenience store said he heard a loud boom, ran out to see the chaos. There were six cars involved in this, and immediately called 911, but stayed far away from the scene because he could see how serious it was. Now, we do have a correction on an earlier report that the driver of that private carting truck had fled the scene. Indeed, he had not. Police could not initially find him because he was already in an ambulance. He and the co-worker that was with him in the carting truck both taken to the hospital. Both are in stable condition. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Harlem.
Illinois Bishop Ronald Hicks will be installed as the new Archbishop of New York on February 6th. Retiring Archbishop Timothy Dolan telling 1010 Winds about the highs and lows of his 16-year tenure.
I had the honor of sitting with Cardinal Dolan in his residence at St. Patrick's Cathedral yesterday, and it seems no matter the subject, he's usually upbeat, whether it's serious or on a lighter note, as we were literally sitting around his kitchen table.
To you, Glenn Schuck, it's always part of my Christmas tradition. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thank him. And yes, what's next for the man who grew up in the suburb of St. Louis? Well, he tells me he's not going anywhere.
In my 75 years, the only place I've lived longer than New York is in Baldwin, Missouri, until I was 18 with my mom and dad and family. I've lived in New York for 17 years. It is my home. I love the people. I love you. I love this city. You're stuck with
me. So he's staying in New York City with plans, he says, for a book, maybe a documentary, and some travel mixed in. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Among the lows while he was Archbishop, Dolan says the empty cathedral during the onset of COVID, the challenges ahead for the 58-year-old Bishop Hicks of Joliet, Illinois, the shortage of priests, and Dolan's advice to Hicks. New York is a warm, welcoming city. They will love you, and you will come to love them. Right now in the city, 35 degrees, still some light rain and a mixed precip until the lunchtime. The NYPD is investigating a particularly cruel crime outside of Manhattan High School. A 14-year-old special needs student was ambushed and attacked by a group of five or six men wearing ski masks near the Lower Manhattan Arts Academy on Grand Street in Chinatown back on the 15th of this month. The freshman basketball player was punched and kicked again and again. He says nobody helped him. He was knocked to the ground trying to protect his head with his arms. His mom telling Pix 11 she took him to the doctor and kept him out of school for a week. No arrests have been made, and a spokesperson for New York City School says they don't comment on off-campus incidents. The minimum wage is increasing statewide starting on January 1st. In New York City, Long Island, and Westchester, it will increase 50 cents to reach $17. Across the rest of the state, it'll go up to 16. The cash wage to tipped food service workers will increase from 11 to 11.35 in New York City, Long Island, and Westchester in 2027. The minimum wage will increase annually in line with the Consumer Price Index. Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani wants the minimum wage to be increased to $30 by 2030, saying in the world's richest city, making the minimum wage should not mean living in poverty. A lot of kids' last day of class before Christmas means watching a movie, but not at this Long Island school where they do up the holidays in style.
It's a winter wonderland outside and inside at Grand Avenue Elementary School in Baldwin. Teachers are spreading holiday cheer with the students, with crafts, singing, and snacks, and a visit from Santa Claus. A decorated fire truck will also be parked outside. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. On Long Island.
Well, as we learn from the Polar Express, the bell still rings for those of us who truly believe. And will it ever ring today? At Sunrise Drive Elementary School in Sayville on Long Island, Principal Dr. James Foy telling 1010 Winds the school celebrates its 10th annual Polar Express Day by transforming the hallway.
So it's basically from floor to ceiling, on the walls of the like a 100-foot corridor where you the main hallway where it just looks like the train.
There will also be snacks and hot cocoa for the kids, the school band teachers playing music, and a security guard on the roof blowing imitation snow. A holiday headache in Connecticut. Strong winds sent an oversized ornament crashing into cars in Stamford's Harbor Point neighborhood. This driver telling ABC 7.
I suddenly saw like this gigantic ornament get loose. And I was like, that giant ornament's about to hit my car.
Same story for this car owner.
It was scratchy and loud and then like done. My friend got out and he walked around and he was like, oh boy. And I was like, what?
She says the whole side of her car is dented and scratched. The owners of the damaged cars want the company responsible for the runaway decoration to cover the cost of repairs. The developer, BLT, which owns and operates the neighborhood, has reportedly apologized and said, yeah, they will pay for damage and a rental car. Crews were spotted securing the ornament to make sure that there isn't a repeat holiday performance. On Long Island, the search is on for the thief who stole $50,000 worth of toys from Toys for Hope in Huntington. Founder Melissa Doktofsky says the suspect struck over the weekend right before the toys were to be delivered to needy kids.
It looked like everything was ransacked, vandalized, destroyed. I immediately could see that hundreds of toys were gone.
And she explains kids write letters asking for what they really need. Then a kind-hearted donor buys that specific gift.
We don't just give random toys. We make it a very personalized experience. And these items were things that the kids really expected that they were getting, that they were getting from Santa. I mean, they believe in the magic of the holiday.
She says if the thief or thieves should grow a heart, they can return the gifts. No questions asked. In the meantime, you can donate by going to toysofhope.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.